It's time for the Chicago Blackhawks postgame show on the Blackhawks Radio Network. Here's Joe Brand.
Now that is more like it. What a way to end the home season in the year of 2022. What a way to send off for the Christmas break, and what a way to end the eight-game losing skid as the Chicago Blackhawks kind of control this entire game, and they take down the Columbus Blue Jackets. Their first win since December 4th, their first home win since November 3rd, and again, doing all the right things to pick up a victory and also help out their goaltender, Alex Stalock. I'm Joe Brand. This is the Blackhawks postgame show, taking you up to 11 o'clock tonight as we recap this Blackhawks victory over the Columbus Blue Jackets. With the win, the Hawks improved to 8-20-4 on the season. The Blue Jackets fall to 10-21-2 on the year, and the Hawks now finish their play before heading into the Christmas break. Their next game won't be until next Tuesday against the Carolina Hurricanes, as that begins a three-game road trip. Kaylee Chelios was on the call with John Weideman tonight, breaking down this game. And Kaylee, from start to finish, the Blackhawks seemed engaged, energized. They knew what they wanted to do, and they never let this one slip. Even though Columbus came within two goals and started to generate a little bit of momentum and provide that physicality, the Blackhawks never let it slip. And I do think that that is a factor of how locked in this team has been for the majority of the year, even when they lose. That showed tonight in a victory.
Yeah, and some of that, too, comeback from Columbus was just a product of the score. The Hawks took a 4-0 lead midway through or early on in the second period, so you expected some pushback, and they ran into some penalty trouble for sure. But you're right. I think from start to finish, this was a win they could be proud of and build some really good things off of. And especially looking at the goaltending with Alex Stalock, he was tremendous. He was there when they needed him. And Kane and Taze, their big guys were big, and everybody else filled in and played their role the way they need to come up successful in most games.
We are waiting on Max Domi. We are going to get to chat with number 13, who was a big factor offensively for the Blackhawks tonight. So were Jonathan Taves and Patrick Kane. But the goaltending, Kaylee, we keep talking about how big of fans we are of Alex Stalock for just the personality that he is, but how well he did in net all season long. He showed it again tonight. He didn't miss a beat, and it's first game, and let's see, almost 2 months. I mean, you don't often see that for goaltenders, especially in the NHL.
No, and I forgot how much I missed his style of play, coming out and playing so aggressive, always at the top of his crease, like a third defenseman out there breaking up other teams' forechecks and trying to play the puck as much as he can. So it was really nice to see him be rewarded with a win. He's got a great record against Columbus. So a Merry Christmas to him, keeping that record pretty and loseless. So I think you're right. He was a big part of this win for sure. And somebody who all of his teammates have nothing but great things to say about. Such a big team guy, locker room guy, and important piece to this rebuild.
I feel like the only downside of all this is the Blackhawks have three off days now. I mean, you pick up this win, you'd like to keep this momentum going, and of course everyone's going to enjoy the break and definitely utilize it, but I mean, I'm ready for the next game now. I want to see if they can carry this over against a really good and really streaky Carolina team right now.
I know. We can't be greedy here, Joe, though. One win at a time. You can't be begging for more. They just broke this eight-game losing streak, and you're not satisfied with one. But I like it.
If we get greedy, you know what happens then. Jim Cornelison comes and sits next to you and starts singing the song about the Grinch, and
I
then everyone's booing you.
I was just thinking that. What a great rendition. Honestly, I might take that. That was a pretty cool thing for that Columbus Blue Jackets fan to get that type of performance around the holidays. But you're right. I do sort of wish that they could keep building off this in front of a home crowd, but it's going to be a tough road trip coming up.
This was a game in which everybody pitched in, and in multiple ways, too, offensively, defensively. You saw that team camaraderie once again today as the physicality built up. We were talking about it earlier, Kaylee, how this team does feed really well off of the physicality. It was definitely showed with Connor Murphy and a few of the other guys like Boris Tkachuk really getting involved. And we're actually joined by Max Domi, who joins us here on the Blackhawks postgame show after a big win over the Columbus Blue Jackets. Max, this is a fun and exciting game, and you guys seemed engaged, energized all 60 minutes. How much of that did carry over from the last game against Nashville, where you guys played well, you just didn't come up with a victory the last time?
Yeah, for sure. 100% it did. I mean, I think it starts with practice. The practices we had leading up to that game were outstanding early, and then we had another great one yesterday before today's game, and guys were battling, and we all told each other if we're going to battle hard in practice, take it to an even another level in a game, and it's much easier to do that when it's not against your own teammates. So that's what you saw tonight, hungry team, and then we wanted to win, obviously, for ourselves, but for our fans, too, and feel better about ourselves on the Christmas break here, and I mean, hit the reset button and big stretch here in January.
Max, we're going to head up and bring Kaylee Chelios in. Kaylee, go ahead.
Hi, Max. Congratulations on the win. I just wanted to ask you about you're playing with Patrick Kane for a while now. You seem to have some great chemistry, know where each other are, but what does Tyler Johnson bring to your line and just in general? He was out for so long, what he can bring to the ice.
Yeah, no, obviously Kane and I have played together most of the year. We're real tight off the ice, too, and obviously he's helped me out a lot, and we're starting to get some chemistry. I think the last few games we could have went the other way. We had put the puck in the back of the net a few more times, but it's all good. Big night tonight by him and Taser, but yeah, like you said, Johnny stepped in, and I mean, he's such a veteran presence that can make plays. He's so smart, and he's got such, I mean, amazing experience that's, I mean, playing with great players, and he knows where to go and where to put the puck, so it's a lot of fun to play with a guy like that.
You could definitely sense the frustration of Patrick Kane the last game. How nice did it feel to help him out, get the monkey off his back tonight?
Yeah, when he scores earlier, when he has a good shift early, you know it's going to be a fun night. I mean, for all of us to watch him, but no, he had the great shot there. It's a great play by Taser, and I mean, Kander stayed out a little after we got off. I mean, I don't know how he does it, but he doesn't get tired, so he can stay out there for as long as he wants, I guess. But the great shot, and once that happened, we knew he was feeling it. And I mean, I think he could have had like 6 or 7 points tonight if we cashed in on more of his passes that he made tonight.
Max, you played a couple of seasons with Columbus, and they played a physical game tonight. Big hit on Jonathan Toews. Did you expect that much bite in the game? Maybe where, I guess, Columbus coming in a frustrated group as well. But what did you make of the emotions and the way the game sort of unfolded after that big hit?
Yeah, I mean, it's two teams that obviously have been struggling, and there's a lot of frustration for sure. Certainly, I got a lot of great buddies on that team still, so a lot of respect for them as a group. And I mean, I think they're hurting a little bit. They have some pretty serious injuries to some key guys. But no, they. I mean, obviously, when it's not going your way, they got to mix it up a little bit. But I thought it was great how Murph stepped in there. I mean, no one's allowed to really touch. I mean, either 88 or 19, and especially in that way. So I thought. I mean, they tried their best to get under our skin, but as a group, we stuck together, and it was great to see. It's a massive win going into the break, and just got to keep that momentum. And I mean, like I said earlier, hit the reset button, get some great rest, spend some time with family, and come back ready to go.
What's it mean for this team to get a win for Alex Stalock?
Oh, man, I can't believe I haven't even mentioned him yet, but he was unbelievable. Like, it's such a different team when he's back, just in general, even if he's not playing. The communication he has, the confidence he brings, whether it's in the locker room or on the bench or in net. I mean, I don't know. We were talking about if he's been hitting the shooting range or whatever in terms of back at the Fifth Third Arena there. I mean, the guy can shoot a puck better than most of us forwards. So it's unbelievable what he can do back there. He's like having a third D and just emotional guy that cares and wants to win. And he's been around for a long, long time. And I'm really happy for him. Obviously, tough break with how he got injured and battled back. And great teammate. One of the best teammates I think I've ever come across in the league, really. From top to bottom, so he's awesome, and we're really lucky to have him back.
You mentioned his shooting skill. He plays so actively, too. He's going to get a goal or an assist this year, right?
I hope so. I really hope so.
He Max, said his ideal scenario would be to be up 2-0 to get a goal himself. That's his dream as a goalie.
Yeah, no, that would be unreal. I would go absolutely bananas, as our whole team would.
Does he have a mullet right now?
Does he have a mullet?
Does he have a little bit of a mullet, or is that?
I feel like that's
misread
just his
that?
Look. I don't know if it's
that's
a mullet. I think it's just his hair. But I don't know. I like it. It looks good. I mean, Stales has his style. So whatever he's got going is working for him.
It looks good on him.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
Max, thanks so much. Have a great holiday. We know you got the whole family visiting you here.
All right,
in Chicago.
Guys. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas and happy
Christmas.
Holiday. All the best.
Thank you very much. That is Max Domi after a Blackhawks win. 5-2 over the Columbus Blue Jackets. And Kaylee, I think Max says it very well in terms of getting that win for Alex Stalock. That's huge for that team camaraderie, that team chemistry. And there are a lot of strong relationships on this club. And I think, of course, it stems from Luke Richardson and the coaching staff, but I think it all comes from what this team is trying to accomplish right now. And that is, this is year one of a rebuild. This is a difficult year, and it's going to take a lot and a little bit from everybody. And I feel like everybody is responding to that. And it's a close-knit group, and it definitely shows.
It is. They have a lot of, you know, great leadership from different places. You look at Jack Johnson and Tyler Johnson, two players who just came off Stanley Cup championships in the last 3 years. And then Max Domi. You know, he got his first taste of playoff action with Carolina last year, and he's coming in and was hoping to really kind of take a step in his career, and he's had the opportunity to make the most of it with Patrick Kane, and he is right now. So you're right. I think a player like Alex Stalock, I was funny when he joked about not expecting to get a call from anybody, and the Blackhawks were super eager. What a cool market, close to home for him, and it just kind of goes to show you the types of character that they needed in this room to be able to make guys stay loose and come to the rink and want to play and want to be positive every day, because it's very easy to get bogged down in all the frustration of losses and knowing that they're not going to necessarily be in Stanley Cup contention for a year or two, maybe longer, most likely a few years from now. But like you said, this group, I think, and Kane and Toews stepping up like they did tonight on the ice, the way they've had to lead off the ice this year at a different part in their careers is very telling of this group and the direction that Kyle Davidson and the coaching staff want to go.
Nothing but positivity and fun stuff to talk about tonight, Kaylee.
Good vibes.
I know that the Christmas holiday is coming up for you and yours. Any favorite aspect of the Christmas holiday that you most look forward to?
Typically in the Chelios household, we used to come home to our house in Michigan, and at least three of the four kids would be pretty hungover, and I used to enjoy waking them up Christmas morning at the crack of dawn.
Love it.
And I'm unfortunately not going to be able to do that. My sister and I are the only two here this year, and she's driving up tomorrow morning. So that used to be one of my favorite traditions, but it is no longer possible. So I'm just looking forward to seeing my kids open up presents this year. Joe, what are you most looking forward to?
You know what? I mean, it's cliche and all the togetherness, but I've got some family in town right now, and it's just every meal is an adventure. It's, okay, what are we doing for breakfast? All right, let's pile all the food together and make a decision. Where are we going out to lunch? What are we doing for dinner? And it's just, it's fun because it's something to look forward to at almost every hour of the day.
True, I like that. You guys are just on the go all Christmas.
Yes, on the go, and we'll need to be more on the go to burn off all those calories once it's all said and done. But
I was going to say, we're going to need to loosen the belt a little bit after this Christmas. I plan on feasting. I hope you do, too.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we'll make sure you get to that feast as quickly as you can. Kaylee, thanks so much. Great job, as always, and we'll talk to you after the holiday. Enjoy the break, and we'll talk to you in Carolina.
Thank you so much, Joe. You too. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. That is Kaylee Chelios. She and John Weineman with the call tonight as the Blackhawks take down the Columbus Blue Jackets. We got to get to a break. We're taking the postgame show up to 11 o'clock, but plenty of good stuff to get to. If you'd like to join us, 312-981-7200. Great showing by the Blackhawks fans tonight at the United Center. Let's talk about that when we come back. Blackhawks postgame show, 720 WGN. If you were one of the brave Blackhawks fans making it out to the United Center tonight, you're on your way home right now. Just wanted to say bravo, stick tap, hat tip, whatever you want. This coming from John Hansen, one of the in-stadium MCs here at the United Center. He and Jenna Rose do a fantastic job. John chiming in, the fans were awesome. So many people for such a cold night. Thanks for being into every moment on and off the ice. I agree. Listen, people were talking about in preparation of this game, it might be a rough crowd because of the weather. Obviously, the team on a bit of a losing skid, but the losing skid didn't seem to matter, and the weather didn't seem to matter because this place was fairly packed. Once Jim Cornelissen sang the national anthem, it was a great crowd, very engaged, and a very fun game, too. So kudos to the Blackhawks for making that happen. But if you missed the interview with Max Domi, he was also crediting the Blackhawks fans for making it out here tonight as they take down the Columbus Blue Jackets 5-2. I'm Joe Brand. This is the Blackhawks postgame show. Jonathan Toews picking up a goal tonight and helping out on a couple of goals as he teamed up with his buddy Patrick Kane. He talked with the media. Let's hear from the captain.
How much does the whole group need something like this, need a big positive?
I mean, we definitely need it. It's nice to see pucks go in and, mm-hmm. You know, hard work being rewarded a little bit. And you know, there's no replacing finding that success in games like that. You know, when things have been going the way they've been going, so it feels good as a group. And I think now going forward, we just you gotta consciously make that decision every time we go out on the ice to build off of it and to remember the feeling of like when things aren't working and everything feels like it's going against you and it doesn't matter how hard you try. So yeah, we'll use that confidence and you know, start working our way out of it and building towards a better team game.
Stalek was saying that he felt like the team's responded pretty well when you got hit and built something off of that. What I guess did you feel the same?
Yeah, absolutely. I always feel bad when you know, you put yourself in a position like that and you know, you don't absorb a hit, right? And obviously the guys come in pretty quick and so you feel bad when guys have to go in and, you know, try and back you up. But I think as a team we all played well, especially with the lead tonight, so it's nice to see that energy and you know, guys getting rewarded for it.
How did you guys take the holes in that third period when it seemed to get a little bit tighter?
And that's another thing we've been kind of working to get better at is when we do get leads, not get relaxed or not getting too relaxed or too uptight or one or the other. I think you guys find your game and try and make things hard on them and force them to make mistakes because they have to create the offense to get back in the game. So I think we did a pretty good job of that overall, juicing penalties and kept them in their zone for most of the third there.
Did Stalock's return and just his energy provide a boost?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's a big part of our locker room. He hasn't been here long, but he's made an impact in a lot of ways. And just his personality and his approach to the game, and he's just a high-energy guy who's having fun, but he's working hard every single day, so he's a pro in a lot of ways. And so I think we felt that, the way he's getting engaged and, you know, playing the puck behind the net and making plays up ice that led to goals. So I think gives you a lot of energy as a team. He's having fun and playing with confidence. I think that definitely rubbed off on the rest of the guys tonight.
I know the future's unknown, but for nights like this where you and Kane connect on a couple of goals, do you savor that and just, you know, enjoy those moments?
Yeah, absolutely. There's no doubt this season's being talked a lot given the situation of where our team's at and where the two of us are in our career. And you know, so when it's talked about, it's definitely on your mind a little bit more to enjoy every moment. You never know how long you'll play the game, but let alone playing a city like Chicago in front of our fans, it really never gets old. And it's one of those things that you can't ever let yourself take it for granted. It's pretty special. And you know, a couple games ago, we played our 1,000th game together, so that was another thing that was pretty special for myself. And so it's nice to make a couple plays together like we did for old time's sake and get us a win.
The captain, Jonathan Toews, with one goal, two assists, 3 points total tonight in the Blackhawks' 5-2 win over the Columbus Blue Jackets. We'll talk with the winning goaltender, Alex Stalock. We'll take your calls, we'll take your texts, 312-981-7200. You're listening to the Blackhawks postgame show, 720 WGN. We just heard from Jonathan Toews, who was the number one star in tonight's game, Patrick Kane, the number two star, and Alex Stalock, the number three star in his first game back since leaving to concussion protocol back in early November. By the way, tonight's three-star selection is sponsored by CarStar. Trust CarStar, North America's leading premier collision repair provider. With your collision repair needs, visit CarStar.com to find a Chicagoland location near you. Alex Stalock earns the win in his first game back since November. Let's hear from the Blackhawks goaltender.
How'd it feel to be back?
Great. Good first period. Better group. Got to get into it, get back up to speed. And, yeah, they had some looks, but I thought we played a great game. It was we played fast. You know, obviously they got some power play chances, but I think if you ask the group, they'll say they love the way we competed tonight. Obviously it was huge. And the way we played, we made plays. It was fun hockey to watch from my end, and you know, it was good to see guys sticking up for each other. You know, you see your leader get hit like that, it's never fun, and guys answered, and can it turn into a physical game after that? Create for ball, would answer the bell to a big guy, and it's good to see that, to see his team tight. at this point there.
How much did this team, just the whole group, just needed just a big positive like this? It's been a long couple of months.
Yeah,
here.
You know, and obviously they've been pushing, and you get ruts like this, and it's hard in any sport, anything in life. And, you know, we found a way tonight, and we had some tough practices to try to battle our way out of it, and tonight was good.
Did you feel in the rhythm immediately, or was there any rust for you?
They didn't have much in the first, to be honest, so that was good. More of tracking the play and getting up to speed and feeling confident on angles and stuff like that. I thought it was good. And then, you know, they had a couple power plays in the second, but weird third period. But it was a good sign. Team, we needed to win a period, and we played a great third period.
It seemed like you wanted to get in there after the Tay set. Do you feel engaged when you're kind of part of that as well?
Oh, I mean, I was just out for a long time, too, on something like that. And I didn't see it. It was out of the corner of my eye. I gave him the pass, and really, honestly, it wasn't a great pass. And, you know, he eats a big check, and, you know, a lot of that's probably on me. And, yeah, you feel when a guy goes into the boards that loud. And but we had five guys jump right in.
We'll go ahead and give Alex Stalock, our player with the most heart, which is sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, with teams that take on the toughest cases at over 200 locations. Alex Stalock with 27 saves tonight. He was just one save shy of making me 3 for 3 in my FanDuel Sportsbook picks. We went with a Kane goal for a payout of plus 184. That clicked. We also did Max Domi with 3 shots on goal for a positive payout. That hit. And Alex Stalock, 27 saves tonight. Another superb night for the Blackhawks goaltender. We've got one more break to get to. We got to hear from the head coach, Luke Richardson, and we'll hear from you. 312-981-7200. Send us your calls. Send us your texts as we recap this Blackhawks 5-2 win over Columbus on the Blackhawks postgame show. 720 WGN. We're going to get to Luke Richardson, the Blackhawks head coach, in just a moment as we recap this Hawks 5-2 win over the Columbus Blue Jackets. I'm Joe Brand here on 720 WGN, but I'm getting this text from the 847 area code. I'm going to take exception to 847 says, I absolutely love that Connor Murphy came in and railed the guy who hit Taves, but Isaac Phillips should have beat him there. It would have done a ton for his job security and becoming a fan favorite. Phillips missed the boat there. I disagree. I'm looking at the replay right now. Right after Taves was hit, Phillips is behind Stalock's net. He quickly goes over to Corrali, and yeah, he doesn't beat Connor Murphy because Connor Murphy's closer, and Murphy just goes a little bit faster. But again, I don't think it's because Isaac Phillips was dragging his feet there. And in terms of job security, I think the Blackhawks are being very strategic with how they're working with Isaac Phillips. I don't think he missed the opportunity to show his physicality there. Anyway, here's Luke Richardson. Let's hear from him after the Blackhawks' victory.
Like individually with guys like Kane, or just as a team, how much of a just kind of weight is it to have a very positive game and a win?
Yeah, no, I thought, you know, obviously Patrick offensively last game was excellent with the puck, but it didn't go in for him. But tonight he had a little more perseverance, I think. I don't think he liked how that went last game. And he played the same, but he got the results tonight, which was great for us as a team. And I thought, you know, himself and Jonathan, which, you know, our leaders, and they, you know, him on Jonathan on the 5-on-3 was excellent, and excellent in the faceoff circle, but even more so the way he played on the bench and how he spoke to the players even in the third period to keep back and get back to the way we needed to play and you know, play the right way. He did a great job of leading the team in all aspects, and then Patrick obviously on the scoreboard to get us that win.
Sit on this for a few days, is that a nice feeling for the guys?
Yeah, I think it's really relieving and huge for us. And you know what, we play this team in less than a week, so it's nice to have you know, that, you know, we're familiar with them and we're going to play them again. I know they're missing bodies, maybe they get some back, but I think just knowing that we had a good game against them and got ourselves out of you know, the loss column into the win column is huge, just as a mental advantage. And then sitting on it with your family and friends for a few days is going to really help, I think, mentally. I thought we had an excellent practice yesterday, and it was all about defense. I thought, you know, we're still creating chances, and they will go in, and they did tonight. But I thought a lot of times tonight, yeah, we had a few trouble areas in our D zone, but overall I thought we were killing plays better and picking that puck and going on the offense. So I think we got to continue to work on that and get better against, you know, stronger competition down the road here.
You think it was the communication that you worked on, or what was it?
I think just really emphasizing, like, you know, first guy, it's a one-on-one battle. You can't lose that. You got to go and hit and pin that. Don't worry about exactly, like, we want to be there and stick on puck, and we teach that, and everybody teaches that now. But really, it's just the elimination of that first man. And then we can all react behind that, and the next guy, closest guy in, maybe scoops the puck and goes. And I saw it a few times tonight, so I'd like to see us continue to get better at that, and maybe they can realize that it leads to more offense, and it did tonight. So that, you know, that just makes players drive harder to play defense fast and use our expend our energy on offense.
What did you think of Stalock?
Oh, he's great. You could see he had that energy the last few days and in morning skate. And just playing the puck, it's helpful to the – we tell our Ds to get back quick, but now we got to tell our forwards to get back quick because he'll fire one up the middle, and which it bypasses a lot of teams' aggressive forechecking. So, you know, it keeps other teams on their toes thinking, but it keeps us on our toes too. We got to make sure we're ready for it because – he knows what he's doing, and sometimes in the mask, you know, it's not like a player. You don't hear him as well or get, you know, facial expressions or eye contact. So you got to make sure you're ready and open. All five guys have to be ready and open at all times. And it's a helpful, tool to have in the D zone.
Should be great for Luke Richardson to finish off this 8-game losing skid, head into the Christmas holiday and the break. With a win back under his belt, and the Blackhawks hopefully able to pick up what they did well tonight and use it after the break to begin their road trip next Tuesday against the Carolina Hurricanes. Listen, it's been a rough couple of days weather-wise. We appreciate the Blackhawks fans who made the trek out, but we're also feeling for all the people that might not be able to get to their destinations for the holidays. That's always a tough time. We were actually just talking with Jason Dickinson earlier tonight about his intended travel up to Toronto. That might be in jeopardy. We heard Isaac Phillips was trying to get back to his family in Canada. Doesn't sound like his flight's going to get there as well. So you're not alone. But again, I understand the frustration. Hope everyone can still have a fun, safe, and happy holiday, regardless of where you're at. And hopefully WGN Radio can help that out. Always a fun time to be on and around the station during this time. Blackhawks hockey has been sponsored by Citgo. Adventure awaits. Fuel up first with Citgo. Budweiser, ComEd for Business, ComEd powering business, powering lives. United Airlines and Plumbers 911 Chicago. Visit plumbers911.com for emergency plumbing service. Big thanks to all the help we got back at the WGN studios, our producer of Jack Heinrich, and our engineer of Brett Jackson. Here at the United Center, Kevin Wells was in the locker room. Our Hall of Fame engineer, Paul Zerang, was twisting the dials today. John Weideman was on the play-by-play, and Kaylee Chelios did color. For everyone that I mentioned, I'm Joe Brand, signing off. Again, a 5-2 victory for the Blackhawks over the Columbus Blue Jackets. Their next game will be Tuesday, December 27th, against the Carolina Hurricanes on the road. We'll have that pregame show for you at 5:30 right here on 720 WGN. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Have a great holiday to you and yours. And we'll talk to you next week.